Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. I do apologize. I was on mute. Our show does start on time, and I was on mute for that minute and a half. I want to thank everyone for calling and listening. And it is 12:32 in Texas, 11:32 in actually Colorado or Utah, and it is 10:32 in Los Angeles, and it is 1:33 in New York, or in East Coast, if you're in Iowa, or in Michigan, or Kentucky, or West Virginia. So thank you for joining me, and I do apologize, I was on mute. My show starts on time every week, and I believe that's important because your time is important and my time is important. I do apologize, my phone is on mute. Well, praise God. Thank you for being here. I'm so excited to be discussing this topic with you. My name is Aaliyah Walker, and I am the host of this radio. I'm the president of the Father, our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, and my beautiful Holy Spirit. They are the founder because they gave me this name for the ministry, and they founded the ministry. I'm just an instrument that is used by gracefully and happily used by the Holy Spirit to bring saving love and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ to the world. So thanks again for listening. The topic of our show today is called Simply Parents, and our scripture reference is coming from Exodus chapter 20, verses 2 through 17. And Exodus chapter 20 and lays the Ten Commandments, which I will be going over briefly with you. Great. So let's start our prayer. Our show is only 30 minutes long, so I'm just going to go right into it. And as I stated before, and as I state quite often, I believe online gifts of the Holy Spirit manifest in our shows because I do not limit the Holy Spirit's will, and He is in charge, He is in control, and various gifts. Most of all, the gift of wisdom, the gift of knowledge, those manifest. And if you hear my words, also the gift of miracle, praise God, and of course faith and prophecy. So the Holy Spirit uses a variety of this gift or his gift. I'm just an instrument, I'm a straw that is used by the Holy Ghost because our time here on earth is short. It is but a vapor, and what we do here on earth matters monumental in heaven. So we have to make our time count here on earth. It's not about acquiring things. It's not about how much things you can get or how many cars you have, how many clothes or designer shoes you wear or jewelry. All those things will perish. What you want is your treasure that will forever in heaven. And when I was giving tithes and offerings at a church that I was attending, the Holy Spirit impressed upon me because people also have this in their mind. How do you get treasure in heaven? And the Holy Spirit told me by giving. And so that's how you get treasures in heaven. So you just don't give your tithes and offerings. You also give your time. You give your service, your volunteer service to the church. You give your voice, your is your strength. Whenever I'm at Home Depot or I'm somewhere and I look to do good, I look for that because the Lord Jesus has blessed me with a great amount of strength, and I use that strength to help others. So we have whatever God has given us, we want to use that for His glory. And I always tell people that. They go, how could you move that? And I said, it's not me, it's Jesus. And I always want to give Him the glory because, you know, a lot of things we take for granted, like your pinky toe or your pinky finger, your appendix, your tonsils, your appendix, you know, little things. Your valve, your liver makes bile. I should have been a doctor because I love all things medical. I research that on my own. It's so fun to do. But we take that for granted. And I remember when, thank you, Jesus, I've never acquired COVID. I thank God, and I pray for those who have, because I've seen my sister has had it 3 or 4 times, and it can be devastating. But I called, I was teaching children's ministry. I was watching over the past teaching children's ministry, and I would catch a cold maybe 2 or 3 times a year because just working around children, you just kind of pick up something. So I caught a really, really bad flu from one of the children I was with. She just coughed in my face, just full-on cough. I couldn't cover myself, so I was immediately exposed to this flu, and I had this flu for a month, almost 2 months, and it was notorious. I mean, it was beating me up good. And I take natural remedies. I believe that our bodies, we don't need any vaccines. I believe that our bodies, I mean, if you believe in that, you know, take a vaccine if you need it. But I believe that our bodies are perfectly made and can handle and can heal ourselves. So I was taking just ginger, just over-the-counter stuff. But I had this cough that wouldn't, that it was just really, really horrific. And thank you, Jesus, that I've overcome that. So through His prayers and by His grace, I've overcome that. Praise the Lord. That was almost 2 years ago. I haven't had a cold sense since I haven't been working in the children's ministry. How ironic. I haven't had that. So praise the Lord. So we're going to pray concerning this show. And I pray that it ministers to you because parents are important. And I will just share a little bit about my life with my parents after we pray. So, give reverence to our Heavenly Father because He's here in the midst of us. He's listening. The angels of God are recording our thoughts, our actions. So, let us show reverence to the Holy Spirit and let us. Father, in Jesus' name, I just want to thank You so much for listening to us and allowing us to partake in Your goodness and Your grace and be in Your presence. You are all that matters. And may we glorify You in everything that we do and we say. And Father, I just thank You, Holy Spirit, that someone is in fornication. And I just pray, Father, that You lift that spirit off of them, that they will not be compelled to commit fornication. But You just lift that spirit off of them right now, and they will be free from the shackles of that, and they can be free to serve You. And if someone is living with someone outside of marriage, I pray that, Father, You would minister to them, that they would get out of that situation so they would live a holy life unto You, and or that person, if they desire to be married, that person will be married to them in Jesus. Father, I thank You for ministering to people, and if anyone is suffering with a cold that they are not able to overcome, I speak life to You. I speak healing in the name of Jesus. By His stripes, we are healed. The Word of God says He's been healing in His wings. So I send that healing to You now in the name of Jesus. Our words have creative power so that you are healed now in Jesus' name. Just receive that by faith and grab onto Jesus' word because His word is alive and it's powerful in Jesus' name. I bind you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. You are under our feet. Jesus defeated you when He died on the cross and rose from the dead. He defeated you and took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. You have no power here in the name of Jesus. And I remind you of your destiny, which is hellfire in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Father, for listening. And I thank You for the show. And thank You for the listeners in Jesus' name. So, Saints, so I'm going to read Exodus 20, verses 2 through 17. These are the Ten Commandments. And you may say, Aaliyah, man, this is Old Testament. But Jesus says that on two things, hang all the law and the prophets, and one thing, love thy neighbor by heart, soul, mind, strength, and love thy neighbor as yourself. And these two things hang all the law and the prophets. So I tell people, if you love your neighbor as yourself, then you've already fulfilled the Ten Commandments. Because if you love God with all your heart, all your mind, with all your heart and soul, mind and strength, and you love your neighbor as yourself, as it says in the New Testament, you have fulfilled the Ten Commandments. So I'm going to read that to you. When you love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, you will have no other gods before you. The first commandment. You will not make any idols. The second commandment. You should not take the name of the Lord God in vain. That's the third commandment. You will remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And that is the fourth commandment. I'll be preaching on that next week about the Sabbath day. And is it biblical? And should Christians do it today? So that's the fourth commandment. And so now we have, if you love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, you're going to have another God before him. You're not going to make any idols. That means you're not going to play video games. You're not going to play television. You're not going to put your time above God's time. You're going to put him first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things should be added unto you. So if you put God first, if you seek him first, you seek God, all those things are going to be added unto you. Wake up early. Go to bed early. Wake up early. Spend that time with him and watch how your day. He will arrange everything in order. Your day will be structured. Jesus is all about structure. He's all about priority. And he is timely. So if you put God first, you will find that your life will be structured and you'll have more than enough time to meet your needs. So go to bed early, get up early, spend time with God. The fifth commandment, honor your father and your mother. Commandment, you should not murder. The seventh, you should not commit adultery. Eighth, you should not steal. The ninth, you should not bear false witness against your neighbor. And the tenth, you shall not covet. So, is loving your neighbor as yourself when you do not commit murder, that's loving your neighbor as yourself. You will not commit adultery, you're loving your neighbor as yourself. You will not talk, you will not backbite about your neighbor. You will not, which is bearing false witness, which is also another form of lying, which God hates, which I touched on last week. And you will not covet. Of it simply means you have an insatiable desire to have it someone else. You won't cover their husband, their wife. I claim that husband. I claim that wife in the name of Jesus. Wait. That person belongs to someone else. That's not yours. So you don't want to covet what they have. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. This all, covetousness is humongous. It all goes back who you are in Christ and figuring out your own uniqueness. You are you. You are not anyone else. No one can be you, and you cannot be anyone else. Don't try to have someone else's anointing. Don't try to have someone else's life. You don't know what they had to go through to get what they have, and you probably don't want to go through what they went through to get what they have. Find out who you are through Jesus. Find out what you should be doing. Find your purpose. Years ago, I asked the Lord, I didn't go to India, I didn't go to Pakistan, I didn't go to Hawaii, I didn't go anywhere. I was in my bedroom and I went on my knees and I said, Lord, what is my purpose? What is my life's purpose? What did you put me here to do? And in 2 weeks' time, he told me that I am supposed to be on the radio. And this is how Krishna Hearts Radio was born, because he said that is my life's purpose. I'm supposed to be on the radio. And even before this, after I graduated from college, but I just had a desire to go into for journalism and radio and TV and broadcasting. So I got my bachelor's, I got my associate's, my bachelor's. I did some masterial work for my master's, and then I got another master's in education. So I did that work, but I didn't know that that's what God had called me to do. But he was already leading me and guiding me in that direction. So I have the experience to do this. I'm educated. And I said that I never boast, but I do think it is important if you're a plumber, if you're a lawyer, that you do have experience. You do have, you're educated in that area, because I would want someone, and some people have natural gifts, you know, and that's the exception. It's not rare, but I would say it's unusual. But I do, if I need a lawyer, a plumber or an electrician, I am looking for that schooling to let me know that you have been taught. And Jesus requires us to be schooled. He requires us to be taught and learn in the scriptures. Now, the Holy Spirit can teach you how to read the Bible. I did a show on that, how to read your Bible. The Holy Spirit can teach you how to do that. I pray every day, multiple times a day, but when I read my Bible, I also pray the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit reveals to me things about my life, nuggets, who I am. We are a royal priesthood. We are chosen of God. If you are chosen, if you are not, I encourage you to heed my voice and heed the voice of the Holy Spirit, rather, and become born again, because tomorrow is not promised, and you do not want to leave this earth knowing Jesus Christ, because you will come face to face with him if you do not. And boy, oh boy, you don't die if you're alive and the rapture happens and you're here. Please don't do that. You still have time. The Holy Spirit, the restrainer, is not removed from the earth yet. It's still here, but I know for certain in my spirit that that's going to be for a very short time, as the Holy Spirit told me, 3:34 a.m. Last year, September 21st, that the restrainer was going to be removed from the earth. So that was last year, and so it's imminent. I do believe, and I look for Jesus every day, and I love him. He's my best of hope. He's my king. He's loving my life. Getting back to our show, I have 12 minutes left, and I'd like to talk to you about parents and the fifth commandment, honor thy father and thy mother. There are a lot of scriptures in the Bible. What I want to mention to you is when you honor your father and your mother, the Bible says you, though your days will be long on the earth. It is important that we remember that, because a lot of people, especially growing up in the 80s, the 90s, and this year, when parents are in the revolution of taking selfies. You have parents taking selfies, you know, these kids are going to grow up, and they're going to say, look, that's my grandma, and grandma's in a tank top and some shorts in a selfie. So we, some people say, my mom was on drugs, my mom was on alcohol, my mom did this, my father was not honorable, my father was an alcoholic, he was abusive. Saying that, my mother had us young. She was happy when she had us. We were planned. My mother was still a teenager when she had me at the age of 19. And she was happy to have us, but she wasn't the best mother, because she had her own things that she was dealing with. And I suspect at 19, you probably don't have a lot of training as in being a parent. But I was the third of seven, so we have a big family. But my mother wasn't the mother that I expected a mother to be. I love sports. I love sports. I was, PE was my favorite subject next to English. And I would always partake in sports. I was in volleyball, I was running track, I was in basketball, I was climbing trees. And I would so want for my mother to be there, but she never did. She wasn't at my high school graduation. She wasn't at my college graduation. So actually she was there, but my aunt and I graduated on the same day. So, but my mother wasn't the mother that I thought she should be. And she was toxic. She was in a marriage that was toxic, and she was just cruel. And for me, I just, you know, you can't hate your parents, because you realize when Jesus shows you, the Bible says, this is when I was 16 years old, I remember I was at school, and I had my Bible with me, and I was just you know, I felt so alone. My dad was doing his own thing. My mother and my dad weren't married. They were just high school sweethearts, but they weren't married, and they separated. And my dad was doing his own life. He never was involved. He never contacted us. He never took interest in us. And I remember I was at the bus stop at 16 years old, and I just finished. I was in school. I just got out of school. It was around 2:30 in the afternoon. And it was a beautiful day. And I was at a bus stop, and I just felt so alone. I had sisters, but, you know, 16, my sisters were doing their own thing. My sister's 19, my other sister's 17. You know, they're doing their own thing, have boyfriends and all that stuff. And I just felt so alone. I didn't feel like I had anyone in the world. And so I sat at the bus stop, and I opened my Bible, and it went to this scripture. And I'll read that to you. It was in Psalms 27:10. Now, I didn't know this scripture existed. I was born again at 8 years old at a Bible camp. And me and my sister, I was, you know, me and my sister said the same prayer, but I know I was. I was born again. And my born again experience is just true and faithful, and it was genuine. And like I said, I was 16. I was at the bus stop. I just got out of school. I was in middle school. In the Santa Monica area, and I just felt so alone. I would call my mother and say, hey, I got my classes. She would say, so what? Who cares? You know, my mother wasn't on drugs. She wasn't an alcoholic. By no means. She just, I didn't know how to parent, and she was going through her own rejection, her own frustration, her own marriage, her own thing. Scripture in Psalms 27:10 really helped me. It said, and like I said, I didn't know the scripture existed. I needed some encouragement at that time, and I couldn't get it from anyone. And so I opened my Bible, and it opened to Psalms 27:10, and that says, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. That scripture, from that point on, I was able to hold my head up high, because when you're a teenager, you're like, those are pivotal moments in your life when, you know, your parents pick you up from school, you know, you want to share things, you want to just, you know, I had friends at school, but, you know, when you leave school, you know, you're 16, you got to go home, you got to do your homework, you got to do this, you got to do that, you just got to go home and just, you know, live your normal life. But I just felt that I didn't have anyone to turn to, and I, at that specific moment, and God opened that scripture to me, and he comforted me, and he became my father and my mother. Now, both of my parents are still alive today, but my mother did not get better until maybe about 10 years ago. She got closer to church. She began going to church. And the Lord began to soften her heart, and we have slowly come around to have a better relationship. It's still not a mother-daughter relationship, but I don't need that anymore, because God has taken that, God the Father has taken that portion of my life, and he has become that to me. And I really encourage everyone who has a mother and a father who has not been a mother and a father, who has been abusive and alcoholic and drugs, I encourage you to forgive your parents. Right? The divorce is not your fault. It is never your fault. Your parents are people, just like you and me. They're people, and they need our forgiveness. With me, my mother was toxic, so I moved out, and I loved her, prayed for her, but I had to move away. But I will not be part of that toxicity. And I moved away. And I would see my mother once in a while. You know, it wasn't like years. I haven't seen her. I would see her at least 2 or 3 times a year. But as I said, she was married for 33 years, and she was going through her marriage, and more children came. And so I love my mother, and I allowed her to whatever the Lord would have to do in her life to do that, but I forgave her, because we are accountable for our own lives, and God will forgive us, and he will take care of what what our parents or our parents did to us. It is not our job to judge our parents. It is not our job to administer judgment to them. That's God's job. We are to live our life as children. We are to honor our mother and father. How do you honor your mother and father? Simply by showing respect. Simply by speaking nice of them. Simply by giving them, maybe, you know, for me, even though I would send my mother birthday cards, Christmas cards every single year, and at one time I sent her a card and I saw her just throw it away. I still did that because literally I saw her throw the card that I gave her away. And I understood the scripture that says, honor your mother and father. I was doing my part as a child, honoring my mother and father, even though they were not honorable. My dad, I had to take the initiative to see who he was, to meet him. He was still doing his own thing. And to this day, he unfortunately had, he's suffering from neurological disease where he's in a rehabilitation center. And I still honor my dad, not because he was the dad that I wanted him to be, but because the scripture tells me to. I love him. I buy him whatever he needs to stay with my mother. I buy them whatever they need, but they were not honorable parents. But I forgive them, I love them, and I meet them where they're at. Now, I talk to people, a pastor who was an honorable parent. He gave everything to his children, and yet they do nothing for him. They give him nothing but grief. They give him a socks and a T-shirt for Father's Day. They don't take him out to eat. They treat him horribly. They talk horribly to him, and I encourage him. He was a great dad. He was a great dad. He gave him life for his children. He gave him houses and cars, and he was a great dad. So I encourage you, if you have great parents, remember them. Remember who they are and honor your parents. Honor them. Honor them if they weren't honorable. Honor them if they aren't honorable. The main thing is honor your father and mother that you made as long as you're earth. If you don't know how to honor your father and mother, show them respect by giving them a card, texting them to see how they're doing. They may shun you like my mother did. They may throw away your car like my mother did. But you are doing your part. And father, even when they're not honorable. And if you do have honorable parents, praise God, you are blessed. Show them that you love them. Tell them that you appreciate them. Take them out to dinner. I did that with my grandmother. My grandmother was honorable. I take her out to lunch. I buy her things. It is a blessed thing to have parents. And if you don't know how to be an honorable parent, go to the master. Go to the teacher, Jesus Christ. He will teach you how to be a mother. He will teach you how to be a dad. Most importantly, go to him. He will show you what to do. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate all of you. Have a blessed weekend, and I look forward to talking with you again soon. Bless you.
I'm ready now, I'm waiting for your